Shots Radio with Rich Wyeth, and we've got a weekly chat with the boss man now, Andy Scott. Andy, last week we were talking about the opening of the transfer window, and you say you want to shake things up. Some players have already left, and some players have come in now as well. So Nabi Diallo has gone out, but he's got brought in on loan defender Danny East from Portsmouth and striker Ryan Jarvis from York City.
Yep, we've changed a few things around. Tom Derry and Joe Ngessen, Tristan Plummer and Nabi Diallo have all left. Manny's loans up with Brentford, so that's five that have gone back. We brought Danny East in. He can play in several positions, and he's a good player at Hull City. Had his problems at Portsmouth in terms of injuries, and has been training for a while now and wants to get first team football, and his versatility really would help us given that we've got a small squad. And obviously, goals have been an issue for us, but also ball retention in the final third and creating stuff. And Ryan Jarvis, we're hopeful we'll rectify that. He's got plenty of experience, good ability. Made his debut in the Premier League at 16 years of age with Norwich City, and has played a lot of league games, played over 350 league games, very experienced, has always scored goals, but he helps the team out. It will help the team out, which is something that we've certainly been looking for.
And you also got another player just about to sign on the dotted line as well.
Yeah, Matt Saunders was training with us in September, October, but due to registration issues, he couldn't sign for us, and he's been away and played 15, 16 games for Hemel Hempstead in the Conference South and done really well. Kept an eye on him. He's been at Fulham, was at Dagenham. He's been training with Luton, so we know that John still doesn't have people in there that don't want to do it and don't do things properly. We've watched him while he's playing at Hemel, and we think again that he's got a good ability. He's got something different that we haven't got, and again we want to keep the ball better and have more possession to be able to create chances, and when you've got the ball you're not defending so much, so hopefully he'll be a useful addition.
Now, we've been talking about new players coming into the Shots, but before we talk about the next couple of games that are on the way, Saturday and Tuesday, let's just talk about the injuries, how they're looking. Have you got any of the players back in, because you've had this little period when you haven't had any matches for almost 2 weeks?
Yeah, Josh Scott's been training all this week, so hopefully he'll still be involved on Saturday after the week that he's had with training. And Mark Molesey and Damon Lathrop are still some way off, and they'll both be going to St George's Park, I'd imagine, in the next couple of weeks to continue their rehab and get round the clock treatment there to aid their recovery. We need as many people back as possible, but it's been frustrating with both of those players that they haven't been involved. They're two experienced players and can have an impact on the squad.
Right, let's talk then Saturday, Vanarama Conference, back into league action with a tricky game away to 11th place Lincoln City.
Yep, they're on a very good run at the moment. They've obviously lost against Eastleigh on Saturday, which is no major issue because Eastleigh got a very good home record and they had a man sent off very early in the game, but they've beaten Barnet at home. They've won their last five home games. It's a really tricky place to go. They're a big, strong, powerful outfit, and the new manager's really got them firing. They're only a few points off the playoffs, so it's going to be a really, really tough game for us, but we've played all right away from home and picked up some good results away from home recently, and we want to continue that, and with the new additions hopefully there'll be a renewed vigour about us so that we can go on and put performance on.
And then on Tuesday evening, home at the Electrical Service Stadium, going to be home against Kidderminster, who are currently sixth, so that will be a big test.
Yeah, both these games are very, very difficult, but we've saw against Telford and other teams down the bottom there, everyone's fighting for points. It's a tough league, and we had a good result at Kidderminster, and they'll be looking to make sure that we don't do the double over them, but we've got to improve our home form. We've got to give our fans something to shout about. We've got to make sure that we do better than we have done at home, and that's in all departments. And that's what the aim will be.
Yeah, as we said before, never an easy game in the Vanarama Conference nowadays. And obviously Tuesday evening would be good to see a good crowd there, home support, especially watching the new players.
Yeah, we understand that December and beginning of January there's been so many games that it's difficult with the Christmas period and the amount of games and the money that people spend out. But we need as much support as possible. The fans get behind us. They're a real force, and we need that, and we want that. And the lads will be giving their all as always to make sure that we get the result. And hopefully a good crowd sees us do that.
All right, Andy, thanks for joining us and good luck Saturday.
Cheers, thank you.
This is Rich Wyeth, and just been chatting to boss Andy Scott with his weekly update here on Shots Radio.